From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, news across the country, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news, first the headlines. Presiden Joko Widodo reviews cooking oil prices at Muntilan Market. Religious Affairs Minister Kumas meets Saudi Minister to discuss Hajj readiness. Now the news in detail. Presiden Joko Widodo and First Lady Iriana Widodo reviewed the price of bulk cooking oil at Muntilan Market, Magelang District, on the sidelines of a working visit to Central Java Province on Saturday. According to a press release issued by the Press Media and Information Bureau of the Presidential Secretariat on Saturday, after inspecting the market and greeting traders and visitors, the President and the First Lady directly distributed assistance to beneficiaries. They were accompanied by Social Affairs Minister Tri Risma Harini and Governor of Central Java Ganjar Pranowo. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Yakut Holil Kumas met with Saudi Arabia's Minister of Hajj and Umrah Taufik F. Al-Barabi'ah to discuss the readiness to implement the 2022 Hajj pilgrimage. According to a written statement on Friday, Minister Kumas conveyed to the Saudi minister that his visit to Jeddah was in accordance with President Joko Widodo's instruction to ensure the quality of services that will be provided to Indonesian Hajj pilgrims. The Minister of Hajj and Umrah of Saudi Arabia affirmed his commitment to improving services to all pilgrims, including those from Indonesia. With a quota of 100,051 people, Indonesia is the country that sends the most pilgrims among other countries in the world. The Indonesian government will take everyone's aspiration into account and seek their participation with regard to the establishment of Papua's new autonomous regions. Deputy 5 of the Chief of Presidential Staff Office, Jaleswari Pramowardani, informed that the discussion on the new autonomous regions is currently underway. Papuans have been urged to provide suggestions for its better implementation. Pramowardani emphasized that the formation of the autonomous regions in Papua is a strategic solution by the government to address poverty, further improve people's welfare, and promote development in Papua region. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Russian military said on Saturday, May the 21st, that it had destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine's Zhytomyr regions west of Kyiv using sea-launched cruise missiles. The Defense Ministry said in a statement the strike took out a large batch of weapons and military equipment delivered from the USA and European countries and intended for Ukrainian troops in the eastern Donbas region where the fighting is concentrated. Australia's opposition leader Anthony Albanese vowed Saturday, May the 21st, to make the country a renewable energy superpower after claiming victory in national elections. Albanese has promised to cut carbon emissions by 43% by 2030 from 2005 levels. Boost Renewables offer discounts for electric cars and help build community-owned solar power and battery projects. The World Health Organization said it expects to identify more cases of monkeypox as it expands surveillance in countries where the disease is not typically found. As of Saturday, 92 confirmed cases and 28 suspected cases of monkeypox have been reported from 12 member states that are not endemic for the virus. The UN agency said it will provide further guidance and recommendation in coming days for countries on how to mitigate the spread of monkeypox. Last item. For the first time in nearly 10 days, North Korea's daily fever cases dropped below 200,000, state media said on Sunday, May the 22nd. It reported a positive trend after measures were taken to control the country's first acknowledged COVID-19 outbreak. The COVID-19 wave declared on May the 12th has fueled concerns over a lack of vaccines, inadequate medical infrastructure, and a potential food crisis in the country of 25 million. It has refused most outside help, kept its borders shut, and allows no independent confirmation of official data. That was the news over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih. Spotlight of the week is on Indonesia reopens cooking oil export starting May 23rd. The Indonesian government has confirmed that it will reopen the export of cooking oil from Monday, May the 23rd, 2022. This decision was taken by President Joko Widodo after observing the current condition of the supply and price of cooking oil and considering the workers and farmers in the palm oil industry. In a statement delivered at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta last Thursday, President Joko Widodo said the decision was also taken based on the consideration that there are 17 million workers in the palm oil industry, such as farmers, workers, and other supporting staff. The president said that even though exports were opened, the government would continue to monitor closely to ensure that supplies were met domestically at affordable prices. Based on the president's direct checks in the field and the reports he received, the supply of cooking oil continues to grow. The president said the national demand for bulk cooking oil is around 194,000 tons per month. In March, before the export ban, domestic supply only reached 64.5 thousand tons. However, after the export ban in April, supply reached 211,000 tons, exceeded the monthly national demand. In addition, the head of state explained there was a decline in the national average price of cooking oil. In April, before this export ban, the national average price of bulk cooking oil was around 19,800 rupiah. After the export ban, the national average price down to 17,200 to 17,600 rupiahs. According to the president, the increase in supply and the decrease in prices is a joint effort between the government, state-owned enterprises, and the private sector. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also thanked the oil palm farmers for their understanding and support for government policies taken for the benefit of the people. Furthermore, the president said, institutionally, the government will also revamp procedures and regulation at the Palm Oil Plantation Fund Management Agency. Regulation will continue to be simplified and facilitated so that they are more adaptive and become solution to the dynamics of domestic oil supply and prices so that the public are protected and their needs met. Meanwhile, regarding allegation of violation and fraud in the distribution and production of cooking oil, President Joko Widodo has ordered law enforcement officials to continue to investigate and carry out legal proceedings. Well, that was Spotlight of this week. I'll start today in history with May the 22nd, 1992, the adoption of the Convention on Biological Diversity and celebrated for the first time as the International Day of Biological Diversity. The International Day of Biological Diversity is an international day celebrated by the United Nations to promote biodiversity issues. The day is held on May the 22nd. Since the establishment by the Second Committee of the United Nations General Assembly in 1993 until 2000, the International Day of Biological Diversity was held on December 29th to commemorate the entry into force of the Convention on Biological Diversity. On December 20, 2000, the date was changed to commemorate the adoption of the convention on the May 22, 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit, and partly to avoid another holiday occurring at the end of December. Turning to May the 22nd, 2019, the Jakarta riots. The riot case due to the demonstration in front of the Bawaslu building, Central Jakarta, occurred on Wednesday, May the 22nd, 2019. Clashes between the masses and security forces have occurred since Tuesday, May the 21st, 2019, to Wednesday, May the 22nd. The action was aimed at rejecting the results of the 2019 general election recapitulation from the KPU, which won the Jokowi Ma'ruf Amin pair. The center of mass is in front of the Bawaslu building, Central Jakarta. In that incident, the police arrested around 300 people suspected of being involved in riots in several places in Jakarta on May the 21st and 22nd. Police said that the 300 people came from Banten, West Jawa, and Jakarta. I'll end today in history with May the 22nd, 2020. Pakistan International Airlines Flight 8303 crash. Pakistan International Airlines Flight 8303 was a scheduled domestic flight from Allama Iqbal International Airport in Lahore to Jinnah International Airport in Karachi. On May 22, 2020, the Airbus A320 crashed in a densely populated residential area of Karachi called the Model Colony. The number of passengers on the plane was initially unclear, but it is believed to be carrying 90 or 91 passengers and 8 crew. Well, that was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Kosuke Yumaru in Japan. He was listening to an English program through frequency 3325 kHz on November 27, 2020, with the SINPO 23222. Hello Kosuke Yomaru, thank you for your letter and also the reception report. Hopefully, you are monitoring Voice of Indonesia now. So keep listening to us, and as appreciation, we play you a beautiful song. Enjoy the song!
They say, look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. And having a good time. I'm having a good time. We're having a good time, say. Good night. Don't need a shaker to be wild. Now, one that you're staring, friend that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on. Step aside the difference, now work hard to get some millions. You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih, dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on and groove and bust and move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to begin.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's go.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Today's edition will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia to host 2022 MXGP Championship. The World Motocross Championship MXGP 2022 this year is again held under the auspices of the Fédération Internationale de Motocyclisme, or FIM. For this year, the MXGP will be held again in Indonesia after 2 years of absence during the COVID-19 pandemic. The last implementation was in 2019 in Palembang and Semarang. Regarding this, the General Chairperson of the Indonesian Motorcycle Association, Bambang Susatyo, together with the Indonesian Sport Talent ranks as the local promoter for the 2022 MXGP World Championship organizers on Thursday in Jakarta, explained the progress of the Indonesian MXGP preparations, which will be held on June the 26th, 2022 in Samota, Sumbawa, West Nusa Tenggara. According to Bambang Susatyo, Sport Talenta Indonesia, or STI, a local promoter of XMGP Motocross, continues to make preparations for the implementation, starting from working on the main track, telecoms, electricity, infrastructure, accommodation, licensing, to medical facilities. All of these things have been done and are expected to be completed soon before the event takes place. Bambang Susatyo added that on June the 25th, there will be a race event. These activities include free practice for participants, following by time practice and start test session, as well as the qualifying races. He hopes that with the support of the entire community of West Nusa Tenggara and Indonesia in general, the MXGP World Championship in Samota, Sumbawa can be successful. This further strengthens Indonesia's position as the home for various world motorsport championships. The journey of MXGP in Indonesia began in 2017 in Pangkal Pinang, Bangka Belitung province, and became a benchmark for motocross sport in Indonesia, with the interest of racers getting bigger and the interest of spectators growing every year. According to the agenda, the total arrivals of participants consisted of 100 official team in front, 48 MXGP riders, 48 MX2 riders, 200 MXGP official team, up to 200 MX2 official team will soon come to Indonesia. That was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia to host 2022 MXGP Championship.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now I would like to reply a letter from Juan Morales in Spain. He was listening to Voice of Indonesia through frequency 3325 kHz on March 30, 2020 with SIO 444. He said the reception of our broadcast was good. Hello, Mr. Morales. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Our colleague from the Spanish section will reply to your letter. Please be patient and wait for the reply. As appreciation, we play you a beautiful song, so happy listening.
Dansa, 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 dansa. You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is entitled Gola Kambu from West Sulawesi. The Mandar tribe, who mostly lives in Polewali Mandar Regency, West Sulawesi, has a variety of traditional culinary delights, one of which is Gola Kambu. This snack is made from glutinous rice, grated young coconut, roasted peanuts, and brown sugar. Grated coconut and peanuts give a savory taste sensation and make Gola Kambu different from other snacks. The making of Gola Kambu, or also known as baje, begins by steaming the glutinous rice for 30 minutes. After cooking, let the glutinous rice sit for about 1 hour. Meanwhile, brown sugar is dissolved separately by boiling it in a large skillet. Then add the glutinous rice and grated coconut into the brown sugar solution and mix well until all the ingredients are combined and absorbed. The process of cooking on low heat lasts a maximum of 2 to 3 hours, and during that time, you have to stir it often to form a dough. After that, roasted peanuts are added to the dough so that it gives gola kambu a delicious taste that is unique. After forming a solid dough and all the ingredients combined, then the dough was transferred into a container like a large plate to be cooled. After no more steam coming from the cooled dough, then it can be packed with a size of approximately an adult's fist. Then wrap it up in dried banana leaves, fold it and form into small packages weighing about 30 to 40 grams. Although it does not use preservatives and is only wrapped in banana leaves, gola kambu can last for months. This is the uniqueness of gola kambu. The sweet taste sensation of gola kambu will be even more delicious while enjoyed accompanied by a cup of tea or black coffee. So, if you have the opportunity to visit Polewali Mandar, don't forget to bring gola kambu home as a souvenir. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I will reply to an email from Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast dated May 18, 2022. In his email, Mr. Abbas said, signals absolutely without interference are really excellent during listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting. Well, listener, wherever you are, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. We wish you a happy weekend and let's enjoy the song.
sky tonight, discovering the brightest light. Wish I was here with someone to hold tight. Hello there, I wish it was you. Playing in the rain and wait the rainbow to come and we'll dance. I wonder if you'll always be right here. Hello there, are you doing fine? Every night thinking about you. Would like to spend my life with you. Eyes that always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have. Every time I have the chance to have a conversation with you, I'm always feeling nervous and I don't know what to do. Hello there, I lost my words. Thinking about you make me feel the clock stop ticking. And I'd always do that before I go to sleep. Whoa. Hello you,
have a nice dream tonight.
Enjoy the third song from Voice of Indonesia, and the next segment we present you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is entitled 10 Best Hotels in the World 2022. One of them is from Bali. The international travel guide platform TripAdvisor has just released a list of the 10 best hotels in the world in 2022. Quoting from a press release on the official TripAdvisor website on Tuesday, May the 10th, this is in the context of the annual Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Award 2022. The award is based on the quality and quantity of traveler reviews and ratings posted on TripAdvisor over a 12-month period, from January 1, 2021 to December 31, 2021. With millions of hotels worldwide listed, less than 1% of accommodations are awarded best of the best status. Despite the year's ups and downs, people still vacation all over the world. Embrace a post-pandemic travel renaissance driven by high vaccination rates. TripAdvisor Chief Commercial Officer Kanika Soni said he understood that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to travel planning. Even so, according to him, the 2022 Traveler's Choice Award has helped travelers to get hotel recommendations. For the first category, namely the best hotel in the world in 2022, Padma Resort Ubud in Bali is included in the top 10 list. Then for the best hotel category in Asia, three accommodations in Bali are also included in the top 10. This includes Padma Resort Ubud, which is ranked the second, the Royal Purnama ranked 7, and Viceroy Bali ranked 10th. Finally, Resorts in Bali also received a slick predicate in the Hottest New Hotels category, namely Adiwana Sueta Hotels and Resorts, which occupies the top position worldwide in 2022. Located near the heart of the city, only a few meters from Ubud Palace, this resort overlooks lush green forests and towering tropical trees. In the year 2021, which is full of stress and uncertainty, Adiwana Sueta has become a haven of relaxation that travelers need. Well, that was Miscellany Today on 10 Best Hotels in the World 2022. One of them is from Bali.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Baby, been thinking about this lately. Would you come and join me, baby, and start forever now?
Hey. Baby, forever sounds crazy. But there's no doubt about it, baby, our love will keep us around.
Hey. I say the two to you, and I sail the boat with you. You got everything ready. Look way up, sail up, starlight, sailor. My heart it beats for you, and I wade through with you. Yeah, through every wave I'll be there, baby. Yeah,
sounds crazy. There's no doubt about it, baby. Our love will keep us around.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Baby, I'm sure that I'm ready. I'd love to come and join you, baby, and sail forever now.
Sails the boat with you, 'cause you got everything, yeah. Look way up, sail up, starlight, sailor. Heart it beats for you, and I wade through with you. Yeah, through every wave I'll be there, baby. Yeah,
I. Ooh, ooh.
bet you my babe, my Ariana. Played away, we original. Spreading the love like a big old tsunami. Hit the waves, bring the memories, leave the pains. Every promise is David to you. Deep as the ocean, I dive into you. Mama says, all of this journey will come and stay. Every season we pull it through. Every rainbow we pass it through. Nothing can stop us, and for better or worse, every promise to always keep the feeling honest. So let me hear you say it, baby. I
say the truth to you, and I say the bold to you. 'Cause you got everything ready. Look way up, sail up, start like
a sailor.
Heart it beats for you,
heart it beats
and for I
you,
way through it. Way through. Yeah. Be there, baby.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's music corner we present you the band Dewa 19, which celebrates 3 decades in the Indonesian music industry in 2022. Many new things synergize to mark the celebration. One of them is by adding a new energy, Elo, as a vocalist to complete Dewa 19 current formation. Previously, Dewa 19 and Elo have collaborated at Dewa 19 virtual concert in 2021. At that time, Elo performed 3 songs of Dewa 19 and got a positive response from fans who finally initiated to make Elo a permanent member. In this moment of celebration, 19 released the single Juliet in April 2022. The lyrics of this song were composed by the frontman of Dewa 19, namely Ahmad Dhani, who also acts as a producer and arranger of the music. Well, listener, here is the song Juliet by Dewa 19.
See you.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Try stop caring.